Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I am speaking with the CEO of Peak Education, John Stapleton. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
So I understand Peak Education, part of the mission there, family engagement, community connections, part of your core strategies. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. We work with students in the Harrison schools from middle school through their high school graduation, and then actually through the 4 years our students are in post-secondary education. The pillars that we work with are college and career readiness, and then those you mentioned, family engagement, which is a critical piece of what we do. We believe every student we work with should have a champion in their home and that we can work with as a partner.
Can that be anyone? Can that be, I mean, is it generally a parent or,
it,
or guardian?
Or, it or is a parent a, or a guardian okay. or a grandparent in a significant number of cases. Typically, our students, virtually all of them, come from challenged socioeconomic backgrounds. 90% of our scholars are students of color. It's an amazing process to watch as these students you bring in as rising seventh graders in the spring of their sixth grade year grow and mature with the experiences we're able to provide for them that complement what goes on in the schools. And by the time they are ready to graduate from high school, we believe in most of the cases that students we work with, it is true that when they walk across the stage to receive their high school diploma, they know where they're going. Bottom line is we tell them that you can do whatever you seek to do, but it takes a lot of hard work and persistence and grit to get there.
So back to the family engagement, are these generally extracurricular in nature? Or
we provide a supplement to the school curriculum. We work with students on creating a mindset for success and understanding what that entails and the fact that the choices they make are going to determine the course of their life. Decisions they begin to make as early as their middle school years will have a very significant impact on their futures. That's the kind of thing we work with our middle schoolers on. But then in freshman and sophomore years, we work with our students to get started then rather than later as juniors or even seniors. In some instances, it's way too late to begin making your college plan and preparing for that and doing all the things that are required in your high school years to make sure you're ready for that next step. And so we provide them resources, we provide them mentors, we engage them in significant conversations on those issues. And then as juniors and seniors is the time when they're taking their college testing and they are making their final selections of the colleges they'll be applying to and the scholarships that they may be qualified for. And in their senior year, they're all assigned, if they wish to have one, a mentor who helps them through the final stage of completing applications. The end result of that is we've had, over the last six academic years, we've had 100% on-time graduation rate from high school. 100% of our kids are choosing some form of post-secondary education, and our persistence rates in those programs is approaching 90%. These kids are highly motivated.
So. Yeah, I was looking at some of the statistics provided on your website. Very impressive. So we're getting on towards 100%. Your work here is done, John.
No, cool.
No, it's never ending, I'm sure.
Well, that's an interesting observation. With the students we have in our pipeline right now, in the next 10 years, we project we will have about 225 college graduates from the beginning of our program, with literally one student in 1998 school year to now. But there is an unlimited supply of students who can benefit from a program like Peak Education. And we're always looking for ways to serve more students and to serve those that we're working with better.
So post high school, it's not necessarily always a college that follows then. Could this also apply to trades?
Absolutely. Whatever they choose to do is fine with us. We just want them to realize that the best chance they have is to do something beyond high school. The large majority of our students select four-year schools. Some do community college, and many will start out on a career path through a career and tech program and then decide later to go back to a more traditional college. Money is a big issue for them, and we have about $50,000 a year we're able to provide in scholarships, and we connect them with about 10 major scholarship organizations in Colorado. But it's up to them to find the resources, and that most of them will work in college and work before college, and it's a big process.
Part of the process then, I think you mentioned mentorships.
We have civic leaders, people from the community, various professions come in and just talk about their life journeys. We'll have 6 or 8 mentors come in and speak with our students over the course of the year during our class time in schools with them. And interestingly, now that we've been around long enough, some of our college graduates who've moved back and are living here and are homeowners and are now civically engaged are coming home and telling their stories. You know, one of the aspirations of our founders was, once it's all said and done, we want you to, in whatever community you live, you give something back to the next generation of young people who are rising behind you, and that's happening.
How long has Peak Education been around?
We started in the 1997-98 school year with literally one student. Our founders reached out after a drive-by shooting where a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old were gunned down on the streets in the Cheyenne Meadows area on Valentine's Day and said, what can we do to help? And the CSPD resources said, go over to talk to the principal in Carmel Middle School if you want to help that community. And that's how it all started. And that principal was Rick Price. 22 years later, he's the chairman of our board. So it's a close-knit family. Yeah. And literally started as a scholarship incentive program, but quickly we morphed into the kind of work we do now with students.
Yeah. How is Peak Education funded then?
We are solely funded through private support. We're about 50% what I call institutional investors, the foundations, and primarily in the state of Colorado, mostly located here. Most of the rest comes from individual donors, and a small, maybe 5% or so from corporate benefactors.
Are volunteers a big part of
the
process as well?
Our mentors is our, in terms of our community support, that would be certainly a way to do this. We do have a website. You can always reach out to us there. peakedu.org is that. Our phone number is 719-389-1249. The mentors is a big thing. We do work with a variety of community partners. We're always looking for volunteers to work one-on-one with students, certainly, to provide venues and opportunities for our kids to go out beyond their community to see parts of the community they may not otherwise have experience with. So
okay.
All those things are important.